is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Biden said today he's trying to rally the rest of the world to get Mideast peace. As for Israel retaliating against Iran for its most recent missile attack,
the Israelis have not concluded what they're going to do in terms of a strike. That's under discussion. I think there are... If I were in their shoes, I'd be thinking about other alternatives than striking oil fields.
Iran's supreme leader made a rare public appearance today. Correspondent Chris Livesay.
As he was carrying a gun in his hand, it's worth noting he warned that there would be further attacks on Israel. That's a reference to that massive missile barrage that flew over Israel earlier this week.
But there are more positive signs, as Elizabeth Palmer reports.
Iran's foreign minister was in Beirut today, and he said that he would support a ceasefire with Hezbollah if it included an end to the attacks on Gaza. So at least it opens the door to perhaps a wider, more complicated deal. But even if that happened, it wouldn't come quickly, and there's going to be a lot more bloodshed before we get there.
A jobs report out today surprised analysts. It came in much better than expected. 254,000 jobs were created last month. Bank of America economist Stephen Juneau.
The unemployment rate went down to 4.1%. That was below consensus expectations of 4.2. So all told, so across the board, just looking at kind of the major indicators, it's a very good report.
Kamala Harris is in union stronghold Flint, Michigan today, in Lindale, Georgia. J.D. Vance was downplaying her credentials.
This is the person who says that if we make her president, she's going to fight for working people. But when she was in the United States Senate, she stabbed working people in the back every single day, and she's going to do it again.
Shauna Mizell reports Harris is about to get some big political support on the road.
According to a senior campaign official, former President Barack Obama is going to be out on the campaign trail voicing his support for the Harris-Walz ticket, but that's actually going to start next week on Thursday in Pittsburgh. We're going to see Obama in other battleground states, but he's starting out in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which is one of those highly contested states that we've been covering this entire election.
The Southwest continues to bake under a heat wave. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
These are not just records that you're breaking by a degree or two, but in the case of Salt Lake City, it's going to be breaking the record by 4 degrees, 90 degrees for your high temperature today. In Phoenix, we'll get up to 108.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 215 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. President Joe Biden will visit Milwaukee next Tuesday to talk about lead pipe replacement efforts. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at the Dodge County Airport on Sunday. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department closed a 35-year-old cold case involving an unidentified newborn found dead in 1989. Despite identifying the infant's next of kin through DNA, the Racine County District Attorney's Office decided not to file charges. It's an end-of-the-day deadline for those seeking Racine's 14th aldermanic district position. The ongoing boycott by 6 council members could hinder the appointment process. If that situation is resolved by October 15th, a new member may be appointed at that time. The Piggly Wiggly store in Oak Creek will close in early November. The closure is part of a trend of Piggly Wiggly stores shutting down across southeastern Wisconsin this year. That includes a Racine location. And construction at 95th Street and 80th Avenue is finishing today in Pleasant Prairie. However, Bain Station Road is slated for closure. It'll be down for 5 weeks between Green Bay Road and 85th Avenue. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I feel sad for our guys because they competed like they did, and it was, you know, but it's baseball. When you're facing a team with those type of guys, that's what they're capable of.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
You know, I think that's a byproduct of not practicing for a couple weeks. I thought just in our limited practice today. I thought he did a really nice job. It looks like he's just getting back into the groove.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Of sunshine this afternoon with cooler high temperatures in the mid-60s. As winds become feisty out of the southeast tomorrow, shoves our highs to the mid-70s. Chances of showers or maybe a rumble of thunder at night. Then a cold front sweeps through, taking our highs to 70 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
WRJN. Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find, I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors.
Beatles on WRJN. By the way, did you know it was on this date 55 years ago today, 1969, the Beatles album Abbey Road went to number one on the UK charts. Then, 50 years later, 5 years ago today in 2019, it went to number one in the UK again.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Your daddy. Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
Thank you.
what's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time
to show? To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Yes.
same scene. Baby, since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is what I need. Let me be the one you come running to. I'll never be
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and high school football, WRJN. Tonight, Dick Graceffa has another matchup for us. Dick?
We got a really good ball game with a lot of playoff implications already. With Scotia Central, the home team, with a win, will become playoff eligible. Waterford still needs two wins, and both teams are coming off of wins last week, so they both have momentum.
All right, Dick, pregame tonight at 6:30, kickoff at 7 on WRJN.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know what I like to do this time of year? I like to go out to my three-season room at night and open up all the windows and fall asleep in the Lazy Boy. The breeze blowing in. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 53. Tomorrow, sunny and 75.
say lives in a very bad part of town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. It's the bottom of the hour, so let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former guard at the Waupun State Prison is pleading no contest to reduce charges in the deaths of two inmates last winter. Sarah Ransbottom did not do cell checks in February like she was supposed to. Nine Waupun staffers, including the former warden, are charged. Ripon is the birthplace of the Republican Party. It's also where Democrat Kamala Harris accepted former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney's endorsement yesterday.
We may not see eye to eye on every issue, and we are going to get back to a healthy two-party system. I am sure of that.
Cheney explained why she's voting for a Democrat for the first time in her life.
Donald Trump is not fit to lead this good and great nation.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A police union backs Gonzalez. Labor supports DeSmit in a Kenosha area assembly race. Ben DeSmit and Brian Gonzalez are vying for the state's 65th Assembly District seat, representing parts of Kenosha and Pleasant Prairie. DeSmit, the Democratic candidate, has secured endorsements from retiring state representative Todd Onstad and Teamsters Local 344. Gonzalez, the Republican candidate, has gained support from the Wisconsin Fraternal Order of Police. The district does lean heavily Democratic. Biden is back in the Brew City next week. President Joe Biden is set to visit Milwaukee next Tuesday to highlight his administration's efforts in replacing lead pipes. The White House announcement didn't specify the exact locations of the president's stops in the city. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at the Dodge County Airport on Sunday, just an hour before the Green Bay Packers game begins. And an interactive production of Treasure Island starts its run today in Racine. Through Sunday, you can see the Racine Children's Theater performance at the Theater Guild. A statement says audience members will become part of the show, helping to create stormy seas, mosquito-filled jungles, and ghostly treasure caves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and becoming breezy tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Nice day. A chance of storms tomorrow night, then sunny, breezy, and cooler Sunday, a high to the upper 60s. Currently, it's 66.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You'd write enough for me all of my days. The love so sweet, so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. Thank you, baby. Sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby.
WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, it's time to play Can You Guess? Each year in the United States, this happens to more than 600,000 adults. What happens? The answer? They're released from prison.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
Happen.
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
News and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend to save 30% or more when they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. Yeah, you can find gift certificates for local food, merchandise, and services simply by logging on to WRJN.com.
Baby love.
Seals and Dash Crofts and Summer Breeze on WRJN. I bet the first time you heard that, it was on vinyl, right? No doubt. And now Cindy Huber helps you relive those vinyl moments by giving away actual vinyl albums each weekday. Now, weekday mornings between 9 and 10, Cindy will tell you who that day's artist of record is. And when you hear her play that artist later in the day, be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN to win the album courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. To top it all off, everyone who wins in October qualifies to win an actual record player, so you can play that music you win. That drawing happens on October 25th. Timeless hits sound best on vinyl, and you can win them weekdays in October with Cindy Huber and WRJN.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, a little village of Sturtevant, Highway 11. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her. And now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
It's a sign of weakness. Oh. smile, you know. Things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN coming up, CBS News at 4, and we're going to check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now, CCR, have you ever seen the rain on WRJN?
Someone told